Okay, welcome to the Capital Factor. The tonight's goal is to talk all about this new event happening October 27th to 28th. That's a Saturday and Sunday in Denver, Colorado, sunny Denver, Colorado. And with me today are our co-founders Rex Weishart and Daryl Hornbacher. Daryl, am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yes, you are, Rex.
All right. okay, so before we begin, I want to give you guys, everyone listening here, a little bit of the agenda of what we're going to cover tonight. We'll probably stay on the phone here for about 1 hour. We don't need any more time than that, I don't think. So the whole goal here is to tell you about the seminar. We're going to, give you kind of the, what can you learn from this event? What will you get out of it? We're going to talk about our special offer where you can get a lifetime subscription to all things Ziosoft if you sign up before tomorrow, and that's only available for the first 50. Then we're going to go into some case studies from Rex Weishart, a turnaround expert in business. He has been effectively the interim CEO for 38 different companies. As they went through tough times, they hired Rex to solve those problems, and so he's got some stories to tell. And then we're going to go into the speakers of the event and the topics that they'll be covering, what you'll be learning, and this is going to be one heck of a fun event. I'll be the MC at this event, so you know it's going to be fun. You know I'll be doing something different than every other MC has ever done before. We'll just have to wait and see what that is. Now, before we go into the story of how Rex and Daryl put this seminar together, I want to tell everyone a little bit about how what was my first seminar experience, because I got my business started at a seminar. You see, before that seminar, I was in my basement, I was moonlighting, and I had just quit my job, and now I was living on credit cards as I was trying to get my first product. I was really trying to get focused and get my first product out the door, living on credit cards. And so for me, $2,000, 1997, that was a lot of money. Now, this was back in the year 2003, okay, I believe, okay? So it was, I had this product, it was almost ready to go. It was eventually called instantaudio.com. You may know it as Audio Generator, but no one knew about it. I was alone in my basement. And I got an email from someone saying, hey, come to the system seminar. It's 1997. It'll change your business. And so I started getting more into it, but I'm like, man, I only have $2,000 to spend. I mean, I have a credit card, but do I really want to spend it on that? And so Ken McCarthy, he had a teleseminar, and he allowed some Q&A to go on. And so I called in, and I had a question for him. My question was, look, I have this product. It's almost ready to go. I think it's going to be pretty good, but I already know a lot about marketing, I said. I have kind of a natural sales kind of marketing skill set. So, do I really need to come to this seminar? And the question he asked me was amazing. He said, well, do you have $2,000 worth of untapped potential in your future? Okay? I'll ask that again, because I'm asking all of you listening, I'm asking you that same question. Do you have $2,000 of untapped potential in your future? Okay? Now, if the answer is yes, then you are probably in business, and you have some cash flow, and you have the ability to, if you make the right decisions, multiply that cash flow. And so that's what this seminar is all about. It's called the Capital Factor. Unlike a lot of other seminars, this seminar is going to focus on the core of business. That's the marketing cycle, as I call it. They call it the Capital Factor. And what that means is you need capital in order to market. And in order to earn capital, you need good marketing. And so they go hand in hand. It's a chicken and egg problem. You need capital and you need marketing. And so that's what this seminar is all about. It's the capital factor of marketing. So the first day is all about business finance. Second day is all about marketing. That's what the event is. And if you purchase tonight or tomorrow, you get a lifetime subscription to all things Ziosoft, including instantaudio.com, Instant Video Generator, Marketing Makeover Generator, Instant Teleseminar, Instant Customer Service when it ships, and a lifetime, 20 years is my definition of lifetime, lifetime subscription to Entrepreneurs Vacation Club as a standby member whenever there's space available, as well as the upcoming Ziosoft University and anything else I release in the next 20 years that is a product or service. So that's an incredible offer. That is if you purchase today or tomorrow, if you are the first 50. So with all that said, now you know why you're here and what the offer is. Now let's get into the content about what this thing actually is. So Rex and Daryl, who wants to tell me the story of how this seminar came to be?
I think I can do that, Rick. In my business, I visit with over 500 small business owners each and every month to determine their wants and needs. We, on a regular basis, hear the same questions asked, and they don't relate just to finance. We have people constantly asking us about credit, about marketing, about insurance issues, and a whole myriad of other things. I met Rex, and we just happened to talk, and I said, you know, Rex, I live Groundhog Day every day answering the same questions to the same people. The only thing different is the names. And Rex is like, gosh, Joe, you know, I do the same thing. We're in a little bit different business, but, you know, I go through the same trials and tribulations every day, and I have to feel for my clients. We started poking around knowing there's thousands of seminars in this country every year, and we couldn't find a seminar that was attacking the two most important issues to a small business owner, and that's money and marketing, and the capital factor was born.
All right. So it's really that. So Rex over there is in the business turnaround business, and you're in the business financial credit consulting business, and loan brokering. And so you guys came together because these are the problems that business is facing by your experience. Is that right?
That's exactly correct, Rick.
Okay. So now Rex, let's go over to you. Now you spent how many years in the business turnaround field?
Only 30.
Only 30? Okay. So now, is business different than it was 30 years ago?
No. It's not at all.
Even with the whole internet, it hasn't changed at all. Business is still business. Is that right?
Business is business. Fundamentals are fundamentals for a reason, and they don't change very often.
Okay. I couldn't agree with you more. The internet lowers the barrier to entry, makes it easier for those of us who want to be entrepreneurs to start a business. But, you know, once you get going, it's always the same. It's how do you get capital? How do you do marketing? And you just keep going back and forth. So, you've had 38 companies, is that right, that you've been involved with? You must have some stories. So let's start with like a couple stories here, two or three stories about marketing and capital as it relates to turning a business around.
Sure, love to. I think the first story I'd like to talk about is a story that combines both marketing and capital. This happened to be my first turnaround. It was 1971, and I was 23 years old. What did I know? Not much. I now know I was probably the 150th person or so, the owners of this company, who were investors, out-of-state investors, talked to see if they could find someone who would take on this problem company that they'd invested in. And the basics of it was the company was in the music equipment business. They made amplifiers for bands and things like that, lighting systems for bars and restaurants. And to set the scene, the day that I took over, there was about $300,000 in judgments against the company. There was another $250,000 in lawsuits that were headed to judgment because it hadn't been paying its bills.
Ouch.
There were 29 employees, and the good news is there was a $2.6 million backlog. So we thought, well, if we do operations better than the founder had done, we could work ourselves out of the hole that had been created, and so we go forth. So I got these guys to put up a little bit of money, not much, and we went forth. And the first week that I was there, I just walked around and didn't say much and was overwhelmed. Again, I was 23. What did I know? And on Friday, I fired 20 of the 29 people who worked there, which is still the hardest business day I've ever spent. If you've never fired anyone before, take that times 20, and it's really hard.
Wow.
Now, remember, I'm an old man, and Monday I walked in, and there was a telegram waiting for me. And the telegram was from our single customer of our backlog, and it was canceling the entire backlog, all $2.6 million. Okay. So I jump on an airplane, and I go talk to the customer, and
I have a question, Rex. What does a backlog mean?
Means that we were contracted to create and ship product to this customer over a period of time in that amount of volume.
Okay.
So we had built-in sales of $2.6 million. All we had to do was make the stuff and make it profitably.
Mm-hmm.
Went and talked to the customer, figured out that they were right. They could indeed cancel the entire backlog. Flew back to Arizona, threw the company into Chapter 11, and called the owners and told them I did that, and they weren't very happy. I then laid off the rest of the people except three product development guys, and I'd been talking to these people for months, these investors, and I'd done an enormous amount of research, and what the products were, if you remember the late 60s, early 70s, in the music business, it was all heavy metal. And our market research had said heavy metal was about to be over. We're looking at clean sound. So think Jimi Hendrix versus the Carpenters. And I went to my guys and I said, guys, let's blow up this product. Create a new product for me. This is what I want it to look like. We've had a Cadillac. Give me a Chevrolet. By the way, I need it done and UL approved in 5 months. And here's all the money we have. And I'd taken about $35,000 and turned it into 20s, 50s, and 100s, put it in a paper bag and gave it to him. Said, if you need more, there isn't any more. If you don't spend all that, put it in your pocket and don't tell me. Now, in the music business in those days, about 85% of your business was done at three trade shows. We had reps that bought beer and coffee and stuff, but you did most of your serious business at a trade show, and I wanted to introduce this product in the summer at the show, and these trade shows were expensive. And I was 23 and not very confident that these guys would get this product done. And I procrastinated and didn't send in the registration and finally sent it in. We get to California. And it's the old Disneyland Convention Center. And there was a room off to the side, about 90 by 60. And that's where our booth was. And my guys had come up with a really demonstrable product, and we needed traffic. Just like the internet is today, we needed traffic. If we had traffic, we knew that we could be successful. If we didn't have traffic, we were toast.
Mm-hmm.
I went out of my own pocket. My pocket was pretty thin in those days. I was 23. And tried to bribe companies that had the same size booth into switching spaces with me, and nobody would. Well, remember, this is 1971. People still drank in 1971, and they drank a lot. 5 minutes before the show opened, they rolled a portable bar into my little room, and it was the only bar in the place.
Ah.
Eureka, I got traffic.
Wow.
What my guys had done is, yes, they'd come up with a clean-sounding amp, but even more important, they had invented the first amp that when you threw beer on it, it didn't blow up, it just turned off. Whenever there would be a long line at the bar, we'd get their attention, we'd pour a pitcher of water over it, and the amp would just turn off. We had three guys in the front doing that. We had eight guys in the back with hair dryers, drying them so we could do it again, because we only had 11 units.
Now, that sales technique actually comes from Elmer Wheeler, which is dropping a square clothespin so it doesn't roll. And you say, see, it doesn't roll. And so that actually comes from the 1930s.
Really?
It's kind of a marketing aside. Anyway, go on with your turnaround story. Sorry.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Remember, $1971. In 3 days, we sold about $8 million worth.
Wow.
Eureka, I've got a turnaround, right?
Uh-huh. You think so?
Wrong.
Yeah,
I had less than $100
bucks
in the bank. How am I going to make and deliver $8 million worth of stuff?
Oh, you got $8 million in orders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the marketing part had already been taken care of. We'd done our market research. We saw the clean sound. We had the idea for coming up with the amp that just turned off. We got less than $100 in the bank. Well, while these guys were creating a new product, I had gotten really, really lucky. And I'd gone out and I'd found a mentor who was an expert in alternative finance. And he taught me pretty much everything that we're going to be talking about October the 27th and 8th in Denver at the Marriott Gateway Center about the 9 ways that you can get money into your business. And in 1971, I used six of the nine that we're going to be talking about on the 27th to put the money together to create the products that we could deliver in that $8 million worth of equipment. And by the way, that amplifier can still be bought in music stores today.
Okay.
So capital plus marketing equals growth.
Okay, and I'm going to say, tell me if I'm right or wrong here, the moral of the story is, okay, even if you seemingly have success, like $8 million with the orders, that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is you still need to have access to these tools, business tools, the finance tools, to be able to make the thing happen. Is that right?
If I hadn't been taught by my mentor, mm-hmm. it would have been, yeah, so what? We didn't deliver more product.
Okay. And
you're absolutely right. We had to have the capital to go along with it to make the whole thing work.
Okay, you know what, I can say that my business has made more money every single year I've been in business, and I've grown every single year with the number of employees, and yet I need more money today than I did in my basement, because in order to fund the next level of growth that I want to do with my business, even though I'm profitable, even though I'm making money here, I'm providing good service, I need more money now because the business is bigger, the numbers are all bigger, and so I can speak to that with my personal experience that solving the business equation here is not about just getting sales. It's about knowing how to run a business seriously, professionally, becoming a professional business owner. And so that's why that's the thing I want to say about this seminar, the Capital Factor, happening here in Denver, October 27th, 28th, is that this seminar is about serious business structure. Funding and also marketing. It's not just about making $1 million in your underwear. This is how you do it, by being serious about business. So Rex, what is your second story?
The second story is a story about capital, but no marketing.
Capital, but no marketing. Okay. So you got tons of money, which sounds like you're set, but you're missing the marketing equation. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. It was a well-funded venture company. It was in the drug field. The company had been founded by six PhDs and three other researchers. Got well funded by venture capitalists. Spent millions of dollars putting together a really cool product to get ready to take to FDA to get what's called a 510K exception, which basically means that somebody else is making this drug, so you can too, versus entire set of clinical trials.
Sure.
And they had a very simple marketing plan. Big Pharma is going to buy us, and we're going to get rich. And they'd been chasing Big Pharma for about 3 years, and they were going to Lilly and Merck and Pfizer and everybody else, and nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO got paid to worry, and he was trying to earn his money, and he was worried about the fact that if they didn't do something in about 20 months, they were going to run out of money when he called me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what are we going to do? So what we ended up doing was turning away from Big Pharma about as far as you can. And we went to we took the drug and made it into a nutritional. And then we went out and worldwide, we did about 180 different license deals where people gained the rights to sell this product in either vertical markets or geographic markets or both. And paid the company license revenue.
Okay, sure.
Took us 2 years to put the 180 licensing deals together, and we only stopped because we couldn't figure out any more places to license it. And in the next 2 years, in the second year after that, the company had $42 million in license revenue.
Woo.
Now, it's a private company, but you can probably do the math because license revenue costs you almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pretty profitable. So they had plenty of money, but they had no marketing. You have to have them together. And that's what the capital factor is all about.
Okay, well, you're saying that before you arrived, they had capital, but no marketing. And then in your case, the marketing strategy you employed was this licensing model that you brought it out to market, leveraging other companies' relationships with their customers that they were already working on. And so you just sat back and collected checks.
Exactly.
Okay. So now that speaks to, and see, I'm actually one of the speakers, as you know, And my topic is not going to be internet marketing. Okay, that's been covered. My topic
by a lot of people.
By a whole lot of people, and very good, very good. I mean, I learned a lot from all this kind of stuff, and so you've got to have that knowledge. But that's been done before. You can go to the big seminar to get the best of that, or to any other seminar and get a lot of it too. But what I want to talk about, what most interested me here, is talking about the business structure that you have, because I think that is Xiosoft's secret for our success. Is I'm actually not that much of a marketer. I especially not an internet marketer. I don't do blogs. I don't do pay-per-click. I don't do search engine optimization. I don't do article submission. You know, I don't do a whole lot of the things that people say you got to be able to do to make money online. And a lot of people listening have probably heard me say that before because it's my little spiel now. But the point is, you have to know a few things. You have to have some things that you know how to do. And I do know how to email my list, bring people to a teleseminar, and then sell something. Okay, and I do that to launch a product, and pretty much that's all you hear about it. And then I go launch another product, you know, 12 months later. But you can do that and make millions of dollars. So I know one thing about marketing, and that's that. And as long as you have some core strength there, you can succeed. But you know, but one reason I succeed is because the structure of my business is designed to succeed from the very start. My products are designed to be appealing and to be sold and to create peer pressure and fear of loss from the very beginning. It's about the structure of business, and that's why this seminar is different than every other marketing seminar. So, okay, Rex, we have time for one more story here because we're only going to last 1 hour tonight, so one more story, and go for it.
A quick one. A sandwich chain. There's a high probability you've had one of their sandwiches in the last month or two. We're talking 1980s sort of story here. These guys had brilliant marketing. Everything that they had public-facing was really, really good. Their franchise operation was really good. They started the company with no capital. And they thought they could sell their way into profitability because their marketing materials was good enough. And their business plan called for them to sell their 12th franchise by the end of the seventh month. And they sold their 12th during the second month. Business is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if business was great, why did I get a call from the CEO at 1:30 in the morning saying, I've got a problem, here's my problem. I have to deliver things to franchisees next week or they can get out of their franchise. And, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be able to make my payroll a week from Friday. Can you help?
Hmm.
Great marketing, no capital. My answer was, no, I can't help. I don't know how to do two-week deals. But I'll be glad to meet you for breakfast in the morning, and we can talk about it.
Okay.
So I meet he and his CFO the next morning for breakfast. They bring all kinds of material about the company with them, and we talk for a couple hours, and I say, guys, I don't think there's anything I can do. So they left not very happy. And we were sitting in sort of a haunt that they didn't throw me out. They might not have been happy that I sat there for hours, but they never threw me out. And so I sat there for a couple more hours going through the paperwork. And inside the paperwork, I found a really, really well-hidden asset that they hadn't told me about that wasn't evident in looking at the financial statements or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought at the time that there was a chance that I could get them enough short-term money to buy some time to go on and maybe save this company. And as a matter of fact, it was one of the things that we'll be talking about on October the 27th that you probably don't know about unless you're pretty sophisticated on the finance side. So within 60 hours, I had them enough money to make the next 3 months. And in the next 3 months, we were able to put together plans that worked and financial controls and real administration and, you know, making it into a whole company versus just a half a company that all it could do was market and sell.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to raise some money after that. And that company today is a public, very successful public company, has over 5,000 franchises. And no, it's probably not the one that you're thinking of, but it's a very well-known sandwich chain. They had marketing. They had no capital. You need both.
All right. Okay, well, everyone listening here, my purpose in asking Rex to tell some of these stories is to show you that when you start thinking about business more strategically, more structurally, that amazing things happen. Now, these stories are from businesses that were struggling, that were near failure. And you know what? When I bought my first Xbox 360, I was sitting in line. I knew I'd have to wait there, all day long. And so I sent an email to my list saying, "Hey, I'll take consulting calls while I'm standing in line. What the heck, right?" And I said,
"I remember that email."
You remember that? That was like what, 2 years ago or so. And I said, "Look, I'm going to price it really cheap because what the heck? So $250 for an hour, okay?" And but I only want people who are desperate, who are like at the end of the rope, who can't go another day, and they really need the best advice from someone serious, right? And so I got calls from all kinds of people, but I got a call from an actual CEO of a public company, okay? And I said, "Wait a minute, okay? You're a CEO of a public company, and you're calling me for $250 an hour while I'm standing in line getting an Xbox for marketing advice?" And he says, "Yes." And I said, "Well, this was really designed for people who were at the end of the rope," and then he told me a story. And I won't tell you what industry or what he was in for privacy's sake, but basically they were at the point where, yes, they were public, but through a reverse merger, they were out of capital. They needed another influx of capital from a VC partner, and they had 3 months to live. 3 months, and they had to shut down everything. So we came up with a marketing campaign. That was an example of they had no capital, no marketing.
Like my first turnaround.
Exactly. And so I don't know how they did. I mean, chances are they didn't make it because it was just too late. Right. I mean, you want to get this knowledge early in your business career. You don't want to wait until you're 3 months to failure. I think the headline on your opt-in page there, if you click on the seminar's detail button on the lower right corner, everybody, click on that seminar details button, you go to the opt-in page, and you can learn more about this seminar. The headline says something like, the number one reason for business failure is running out of capital at just the wrong time. And that's what it always comes down to, is that you can absorb a lot of hardships in business. But if you run out of capital at the same time as you run out of marketing, boom, you are toast. And so that's what this is about, is getting you guys the knowledge, the structural knowledge, the serious knowledge. My hope is that this is the most serious seminar that you've ever heard promoted here on the web for small business. Now, let's see. So we covered the offer today, the lifetime subscription to all Zyosoft products. You get that if you order before tomorrow and you're one of the first 50. We talked about the topic of capital and about marketing. Day one is capital. Day two is marketing. We talked to Rex now about some of his battle scars here with being the interim CEO of 38 different companies as a turnaround expert. So let's talk a little bit about some of the topics that we are going to be covering. Now, Rex and Daryl, you and I, we all went through this before, so I have a list here. I'm just going to read them real quick. Credit restoration, we're going to cover that. We're going to cover unsecured business loans. We're going to cover factoring, which is a way of getting money for a business. Accounts receivable and contract financing. Lease financing and equipment financing, right? Okay, so if you're buying buildings or equipment for your business, credit card prepayments. Now, what are credit card prepayments?
I'll take that one, Rick. Credit card, it's actually called credit card advance funding, and it's specifically for people that need money but don't have the best credit scores and might not be able to qualify for more traditional financing. We have a company that is going to be represented at the Capital Factor that will take a business, if that business accepts credit cards, and will advance them money and huge sums of money, up to $200,000 and $300,000, based on their current credit card sales, and they will take a percentage in the future of your monthly credit card sales till it's paid back.
Okay, that is cool, because a lot of the people listening here are in internet marketing businesses. Okay,
now
this seminar is not about internet marketing; it's about business structure. But
Rick,
may I
interject for a minute?
Yeah,
that's even if you have a 480 credit score.
Okay. Yeah, so it doesn't matter what the credit score is, because they know you have a history of credit card processing, and they're going to loan you money as a percentage of your monthly credit card, because I've heard about this now. I didn't know it was called this. So, because I was actually thinking of doing this, because it's a great way to jumpstart a growth phase in your business. Let's say you're doing $100,000 a month in credit cards as a medium-sized example. Then you might be able to borrow, you know, $80,000 instantly, boom, and then you pay that back as a percentage of your future credit card sales. So, like, let's say sales dip, you're actually paying less, aren't you?
That's correct.
Okay, because one of the problems with borrowing money sometimes is that your payments stay the same or even go up sometimes. And if sales take a dip, you're toast. And so with credit card prepayments, my guess is, now you guys tell me if I'm right here, I'm just kind of thinking through this, is that if your sales dip, your payments dip, and so it still allows you kind of to manage that cash flow. You still have to be more efficient than you were in the past, perhaps, because they're taking off a percentage each month, but you've gotten that advance of cash, and money in hand is worth so much more, especially in business, than future money. Is that the whole principle?
Yeah, everything is relative, Rick, and they're going to charge you if 1 month you did $100,000 in sales and your payment to them is going to be 3%, you're going to pay them $3,000. If the next month your sales dip to $50,000, you're still going to pay that 3% or $1,500.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, the next topic is SBA, friend or foe. Now, you guys are going to take the side that it can be your friend, is that right?
That's correct. And,
okay.
I know you're tongue-in-cheek there, but here's the thing with the SBA. All of you on the call have probably at one time or another either had a bad experience with SBA or heard one of your friends, family, relatives, whoever, that they've had a bad experience with the SBA. I'm here to tell you that 9 times out of 10, those people did not do what they were supposed to do. The SBA guaranteed product is an incredible product for a small business owner, but, you know, it's like any other government organization. They want some paperwork. And, dude, you better just give them the paperwork or you're not going to get the money. You know, you can't expect somebody to come and hand you $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 for a startup business without jumping through a hoop or two.
Mm-hmm. So you can actually get SBA money for a true startup, because it seemed to me that I couldn't get it until, like, I was in business for like 2 years.
It depends on the program. There's three SBA programs. Their main program, which is over 60%, I believe, of the monies that are loaned every year through the SBA. It's called a 7A loan. They do startup companies, and they'll give you the money. Now, you need to meet some requirements. You need to have an equity stake in the deal. But, yeah, they'll give you money, and you just need to have a plan.
Okay. Next topic is going to be we'll cover all kinds of equity funding, like angels, VCs, other types of investors who will invest in your company. I'll talk about collections. That's where you want to get the money that people owe you. So that's all happening on the capital day, about business capital, including finance and credit and leasing, credit cards, SBA, equity, collections, all that kind of good stuff. And then the second day, we switch gears, and now that you have the money taken care of, now let's talk about marketing. And so I'll be speaking on core marketing theory and structure, a more structural approach to marketing as opposed to tactical. I believe that most people, they make their marketing mistakes when they design their products or when they pick their markets. And if only they pick the right business model, the right market, the right products, then success is almost guaranteed in my mind, because it'll happen naturally. You almost can't avoid it. So many people, they have a broken product or a broken model or a broken marketplace, and then they're trying to say, well, how can I get traffic? You know what? It doesn't matter how much traffic you get. Your business model is broken. Okay, you're working too hard for the money you're earning. Okay, so I'll be talking for my slot all about core business theory. And let's see, then we're also going to be talking, okay, Bob Smith is going to be talking about high-impact offline marketing for both online and offline businesses. Let's see, we have audio and video, not the way I do it. We're talking about higher-end audio and video, more custom creation that delivers a higher impact, almost like business infomercials, video landing pages designed at a higher professional level with Mike Stewart, building controls. Okay, now this is the one that I want to attend absolutely this session with Mindy Jones. Mindy, we'll hear from her later on in the day here. Mindy Jones, she was the CFO. I know her because we're doing business together. She was the CFO of a $200 million company. Okay, so this woman knows her stuff. And now she helps small businesses learn how to build controls, meaning the financial measurements of what a business is actually doing, product lines, people, whatever. And then not only that, but also how to use that then to create an exit strategy that actually works, that actually leaves more money in your pocket, as she says. And so that's been covered. And then
Rick, may I interrupt for a minute?
Yes.
It was certainly never my plan, but in my 38 turnarounds, 35 times replaced the reporting, the financial reporting function. Entrepreneurs have to have numbers that they can trust, and that's what Mindy's going to talk about.
You know what? Even though my revenues went up every single year I've been in business, there was a period early on, about a year into my business, where I had to lay off people. I had four employees. I had to lay off three of them. and Rex, do you want to guess what the reason why?
Yeah.
What?
Couldn't trust your numbers. Had a cash problem.
Yes. I was looking at the top line revenue saying, hey, I'm making more money.
Sure.
I can hire another employee. Hey, I'm making more money. I can hire another employee. And you know what? I wasn't doing. I wasn't watching the bottom line. Okay. That's what I wasn't doing. And it turns out we had an accounting mistake. Okay, that basically I was overpaying my partners. My partners were happy, and a couple other things were going on too. And so basically, I was each month I thought I was making more and more money. I was actually going more and more in debt because I wasn't watching the balances. I thought I had it made. I solved the formula, junior entrepreneur here, making the classic mistake in entrepreneurship. I know this now is overhiring. And so we're very careful about that now and getting even more careful as we get bigger. But, I've been through this. This
yeah,
is why
listen to Mindy and you won't do that again.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that is why I am so psyched. That's why I came on board to help you promote and market this seminar because I believe in this stuff. And then finally, we have one of the best copywriting experts in the world, talking about conversion. On your sales materials, and a conversion is conversion, whether it's online or offline selling. But so those are the topics we're going to be covering, and I think we still have another slot or two to fill here with speakers. You always want to save a few for those big guys who come in at the last minute. Those are the topics we're going to be covering, plus all the masterminding and brainstorming. And so the question, we still have a few more minutes here, we're going to hear from some of our speakers now. But I want to remind everyone listening, especially if you missed the first 2 minutes here, I want to remind everyone listening, the question you have in front of you today is not the value of the seminar, okay? That is almost irrelevant. The question is, do you have $2,000 of untapped potential in your future? Okay? That's the question. Do you have $2,000 of untapped potential in your future? If you ask the question that way, honestly to yourself, you can see the value that you have here. And then any one of these topics that we just talked about, you can take that and learn. Now, I'm going to give you one that just shocked the heck out of me about an hour ago or so. That is that I just found out just in conversation with Daryl and Rex here that there are two credit card companies that if you have their credit cards and use them, you are actually lowering your credit score. And so, Daryl, can you explain how that, because this just amazed me.
Well, yeah, Rick, it's actually really simple. Is part of your credit score is based on how much of your available credit you have used. Mm-hmm. Let's just say for round numbers, you have a couple of credit cards and you have a total of $10,000 of available credit. The minute you use over 50% of that, so the minute you charge $5,001, your score starts getting dinged. And it gets dinged more and more as you start using more and more of your available credit. There's a couple credit cards out there. One's kind of green and comes in gold and platinum and for a very fortunate few. There's black ones. But they have a glitch in their software that every month, whether you charge in this credit card, by the way, can supposedly has no limit, whether you charge a dollar or $10,000, they report to the bureaus every month that you've maxed out your card. That's right. Whether it be a dollar and you still have $9,999 left, or you charge the whole $10,000, they report that you've maxed the card out, which as a consequence will ding your score anywhere from 1 to 5 points. Another card that you know has capital in its name has the identical software and does the same thing. If you have these cards, you certainly don't want to cut them up. You want to keep them. You want to pay the annual fee when it comes due and just stick them in a safe deposit box or in your safe at home and never use them again, and you will over time see your score rise.
Okay.
These are just a couple of the things you'll learn.
Now, we cannot mention the actual credit card names on this type of public forum for liability reasons, but we've given you, I think, enough hints that you guys can figure out what those cards are. But here's the deal. I use both of those cards a lot. I think I pay my $20,000 a month hosting bill on one of those cards. And so the bottom line is, you know, that one thing alone. If your credit score, if you stop your credit score from dripping away 3 points a month, okay, the next time you refinance your house, you might save, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in interest over the life of the loan because of a quarter percentage point of interest to get better. And so, you know, that tip right there, that, you know, is do you have $2,000 of potential, untapped potential in your future? Right there, I think you've just gotten that. You know, what's in your wallet? Check it out.
Hey, Rick, let me interject just for a second, because I think this is really important. The guy that's kicking off the capital factor is a former director for one of the major credit bureaus. He's got 9 years under his belt. This guy, I thought I knew a lot about credit till I met this guy, and it's absolutely phenomenal what he can teach you, not only about fixing your possibly challenged credit right now, but the things like the credit card situation we just talked about, that he can teach you how to maintain your current stellar score. This guy is going to come in, he's going to kick off the whole weekend, and he's just a guy you don't want to miss. He will teach you more, and as you pointed out, he will save you more over the course of your life just in interest payments because you have better credit scores. I mean, I always ask people, did your parents teach you about credit? Did you learn about credit in high school, in college, in grad school? Odds are you didn't, and it isn't because you're a bad person that you may have challenged credit. It's just simply you don't know better. Coming to the Capital Factor and seeing our first speaker alone will pay you many times over the cost of admission just in what you'll save with better credit.
Okay, you know what? I want to learn more about that too, because like I said, my business needs more and more capital now. Even though we're profitable and growing, we need more capital because we're worth more investment. But let's start transitioning into actual. Let's actually meet the speakers here. So, what is that speaker's name?
Terry Green.
Okay, so that's Terry Green. He is going to be kicking off the whole seminar here on credit. Now, who is the next speaker?
Michael McCoy.
Michael McCoy. So he'll be talking about unsecured business finance. So that small businesses can get money without actually having to use their home, et cetera, as collateral. Who is the next speaker?
Craig Nelson, our accounts receivable, factoring, purchase order, contract finance guy.
Okay, let's go ahead here and hear from Craig Nelson.
Craig Nelson here with Peak Capital Resources. My background is in working with and for Fortune 500 companies around the globe. At the Capital Factor, I'm going to talk about factoring your way to liquidity. This means using your accounts receivables as leverage in growing your company. I've been doing this for a number of years, and I've been working with many small to medium-sized businesses and helping them grow to the next level. I work in industries as diverse as software and high tech right through to construction. So if you happen to be in any area that produces accounts receivables that get pushed out 30, 60, 90 days, then you need to attend this session. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Okay, now, you know, Craig Nelson, I actually know Craig because he's in my mastermind group here in Colorado. And, okay, this guy, now, he's underselling himself big time here. He's just talking about generally what he'll be talking about. But he's actually, I believe, if I understand this right, he's actually kind of the manager of like a $100 million fund built by a collection of high net worth individuals from Vail, Colorado. So he's actually, I mean, he's into business in big and small ways. And so he works small business. He funds medium-sized businesses. I mean, he's just doing an amazing set of things here with business. And so you want to meet Craig. I mean, one of the benefits of coming to this kind of conference is you're not going to meet the usual people that are selling from the stage. I mean, yes, many people will have a continuing education product or a service for you, but this is not that type of an event. This is where you get to meet the serious people who actually run business. Now, who's the next speaker after Craig Nelson?
I believe either Jim Archibauer or Don Boley or John Morgan.
Okay, those are the orders that hasn't set yet. Now, Jim Archibauer, I read the sales letter a little bit, and so it says that he's actually been involved in 40 different companies that have gone public. I mean, what was his actual role in that, do you know?
Rex, why don't you take that, please?
Jim was the guy who was working with the investment bankers and the securities professionals getting the IPO out the door.
Oh my God! So this guy knows what it takes to get your company public, right?
He absolutely does. Now, another thing you may not know, Rick, is the most active venture sort of group in this part. And we're, by the way, everyone, we're in Denver, Colorado. In this part of the world, is something called the Rockies Venture Club. Rockies Venture Club is 22 years old, and Jim founded it, and every month there's 200 or 300 movers and shakers around Colorado that are at their meetings.
All right. Now, let's actually hear from Jim Archibauer.
This is Jim Archibauer with Venture Associates. I've been assisting entrepreneurs in raising capital for 25 years. My conference topics will include hard-hitting information on how you can raise money from venture capital and private angel investors. I'll be presenting hands-on info and passing on street smart tips that will help you grow your business.
Okay, now, he doesn't sound like one of those, you know, rah, rah, rah kind of like guys. He sounds like he's a calm, cool, collected, I know my stuff, you can choose to listen or not, but here's the facts kind of guy. Is that who he is?
He's a nuts and bolts guy, and you're making a big mistake if you don't listen to everything he says, Brett.
Okay. Well,
and he's probably 6 feet, 140 pound reformed hippie.
Okay.
Now,
I haven't heard his name before. So, does he go out and speak at all the internet marketing conferences?
You never see Jim around. The only place you ever see Jim is Rocky's Venture Club, and Daryl and I sort of had to beg, borrow, and steal to get him to come to Capital Factor.
Okay, well,
he's written 8 books, Rex, of which 3 or 4 of them have been on the New York Times bestseller list in days gone by, just really nuts and bolts books about how to run a business and how to raise capital.
Jim wrote probably the go-to book in the 80s if you wanted to go public, creatively called Going Public.
Going Public. He sounds very straightforward. And yet he's a hippie, so I don't understand that. But we'll find out. Let's see. Who's the next speaker? You mentioned a few in a row. So quickly, I kind of missed them. So who else?
Do you have anything taped from Terry Green, Rick?
You know, I may have, but I don't think I uploaded his.
Okay, let's look for Don Boley, John Morgan.
Keep going.
Mike
Robert
McCoy.
Cowlick.
Yeah, we got
Cowlick.
Mike. What's that?
Robert Cowlick.
Nope. What's Robert speaking on?
Robert's the credit card advance funding we talked about initially that you were so excited about.
I am excited about that because I do a lot of credit card payments, or I collect a lot of money through credit cards every single month. And so, you know, if I want to launch a whole bunch of new products like I'm going to do pretty soon here, hey, let's get some funding.
Well, let me take a second and address that if we don't have anything from Bob. This credit card advance funding is really very simple. Understand it is an alternative method of finance, and your credit score doesn't drive whether you're going to get this loan or not. Consequently, the rates might appear to be a little bit higher, but if you look at it, it's unsecured money that, you know, you can't get anywhere else, and sometimes you just got to pay to play. And, you know, we wouldn't bring these people in and subject our clientele to them if we thought it was in any way, shape, or form not a good deal. We think this is a good deal for what you have to pay, and it's an alternative way to infuse capital into your business when you need it and just can't get it.
Well, you know what? I mean, the option people fall back to if they don't know all these different tools that they have available to them is like partnerships, right? Well, with a partnership, you're paying like 30 to 50% forever.
Yep.
Okay, forever. And so if I have to pay, you know, 15% or 12%, I don't know what the rates are, but you know, basically if I come to this conference, I'm going to learn these 9 different ways of funding my business, and so I can pick the right one for me. And then I'm choosing it for the right reasons. And so,
or a combination of them.
Exactly. So a combination of them. So let's say I go for one there where it's seemingly high interest rate, right? Well, heck, if I have confidence that with this money I can hire the right person who manages this and gets the product out the door faster, and then now I'm making another $1 million a year because of a new product, well,
how high was that interest rate at the end of the day?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the reasons that I really like this, Rick, is no one that's speaking at the Capital Factor is going to take any control of your business.
Okay.
There's money here, but you can retain control.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I should change my sales pitch then, because I can't just take over people's businesses. Is that what? I'm just kidding.
Well,
no, I don't have the time to run anybody else's business. I wanted to just run mine. Okay, so who's the next speaker? Are we done with the Capital Day?
Sean Waybright.
I have Sean Waybright. What's Sean's claim to fame?
He's the SBA's your friend guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's listen to Sean.
Hi, this is Sean Waybright with CIT Small Business Lending, a 17-year vet in the SBA lending industry. And no, SBA is not a four-letter word. For those of you attending the Capital Factor, I think you'll find that SBA is a viable solution to your financing needs and is not as difficult a process as everybody makes it out to be. Hope to see you there.
Okay, now, Sean seems like the kind of guy who is actually going to be like, he wants to help you. Is that right?
Yeah, he is. Sean's a real experienced and knowledgeable guy. The bottom line, Rick, is the SBA process is only complicated by the borrower. And, you know, it is a massive amount of paperwork to some people. And, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know what the red flags are and the hot buttons to push, you can have issues. Consequently, what you've heard, or many of you have heard over the years, Sean's a guy, CIT is the largest non-bank SBA loan provider in the country.
Uh-huh.
They're experts. They write $1 billion worth of SBA loans every year. These guys know what they're doing. They, you know, he'll bring you in, he'll interview you, he'll talk to you, determine if he can help you, and if he can't, direct you to another venue. But he'll do the deal from start to finish, you know, from business plan to tax returns and everything else. He'll guide you and hold your hand. And you know what? You don't pay these guys anything that you wouldn't normally pay.
All right. Okay, we only have a few minutes left to get out of here before the end of the hour. So let's jump ahead to Mindy Jones. Now, Mindy is the CFO of that $200 million company. She left to start her own business, and now her goal is to help small and medium businesses grow the right way and to create exit strategies. Now, if you listen to Mindy here, you can tell that she's reading from a script, okay? But wouldn't you want your controller to be that controlled? So here, let's listen to Mindy Jones.
Hi, this is Mindy Jones. I started my career in corporate accounting and finance and was a CFO for many years. I'm a CPA and a certified valuation analyst. My presentation at the Capital Factor is Getting Ready Before Getting Out. I'm going to help you understand how the capital markets view the value of your business, how to grow that value, and when it's time to get out, how to do so with the most cash in your pocket. See you in Denver.
Okay, now, I've met Mindy. Mindy flew out to join one of my mastermind sessions, more or less. And Mindy, her voice, her photograph, she seems like, oh, just a nice woman you love to just talk with and chat with, okay? But then you start talking about business. And, man, she is a tiger. She's a bulldog. She'll latch onto you, and she will not let go until your business is properly managed. And so you don't know her by her surface. The depth that Mindy has, the skills. I heard stories from other people who have worked with her. The amount of depth that she has with her financial knowledge, her tax knowledge, is just amazing. When I'm on the track to going public, I want her by my side. So, do you guys have anything else to add about Mindy Jones?
A couple of things. One, she's the most creative CPA I know, which is why we ask her to come. And two, she's the kind of person who doesn't look in the rearview mirror. She's looking through the windshield to help you grow your business.
All right. Okay, now let's get back on the marketing side here. We have copywriter Eric Graham. Let's listen to Eric. Now, doesn't Eric here sound like a copywriter? 1 second.
Hi, this is Eric Graham, the conversion doctor. I've been marketing online since 1994, and when you join me at the Capital Factor, you're going to hear my shortcut secrets on how to skyrocket your website sales without spending even one more dime on traffic. Now, if you already have a website, these tips will be invaluable, but if you don't have a website, the insider strategies I'm going to share will be even more important to you because I'm going to show you how to do things right the first time. I'll see you in Denver.
Now, when you listen to Eric, you can just imagine all of the underlines and italicized and bold text that he has in his paragraphs when he writes. The secret to good copywriting is telling a story, getting the reader involved in that story, and emphasizing the right things. And so Eric has that gift. One of the most, one of the copywriters that I respect the most, had awesome things to say as a peer to Eric Graham. And so I am definitely looking forward to getting hold of Eric's expertise. And then Bob Smith. Okay, we're going to save the best for last. Now, Bob Smith, his specialty is innovative marketing that just stands out, okay, that you just can't miss, that changes the way a person looks at your company. And what's the most amazing thing is just how soft-spoken he is. You would not understand until you meet him in person just how powerful this man is. He was actually, can I say this? I'm not sure. I was going to say it anyway. There's an upcoming TV show where he was selected from a pool of, I think, thousands of marketing consultants as Marketer of the Year. So this guy is serious. Let's listen to Bob Smith.
Hi, this is Bob Smith from the Genimation Group, and we're going to be presenting at the Capital Factor to be able to deliver to the attendees something they can't get anywhere else, and that is we're going to show them what high-impact marketing can do for their business, meaning that be able to grow their business from 100%, 200%, 300% higher profit margins than they've ever even dreamed of. And I'm looking forward to meeting each and every one of you there because we're going to be doing one-on-one interactive type of programs as well as delivering a lot of information. So I look forward to seeing you there in October. Bye for now.
Okay. Now
Bob, that isn't the Bob Smith that I know and love.
Okay. Well, people change when they leave voicemails. But I talked with Bob about his marketing theories a little bit, actually a lot over the last couple months because I actually hired him. And, like a lot of people, when they think about a marketing guru, they think of like kind of like the Dan Kennedy school, right? The copywriting kind of focus on marketing. And so Eric is going to represent that. What Bob is representing is a whole different type of marketing. It's an experiential marketing. It's the kind of marketing that, you you see this piece in front of you, either on the web or in physical format, it doesn't matter, and you are interacting with it, you're experiencing it, and you can't forget experiences. You can forget a slogan, you cannot forget an experience that you have. And so, because there's emotion tied into that. And so that is Bob's specialty. Now you guys both know Bob, so do you guys have any fun stories to talk about Bob?
Sure. I mean, I could tell Bob stories for hours. But I think maybe this is a loaded question, Rick, but I'll ask it anyway and just play my straight man. Do you know what the Stevie Awards are?
The Stevie Awards. I do not know what the Stevie Awards are.
The Stevie Awards are like the Oscars for marketing.
Okay.
And in 2006, the finalists for the Stevies were HP, Procter & Gamble, Advertising.com, somebody else, and Bob.
Huh.
Now, Bob was only the first runner-up. He didn't win, but that's pretty high cotton, and we have him coming to Denver on the 28th of October.
All right, okay. You know, I happen to know for a fact, Bob used to speak all over the country with his former company that he founded, and you know what? He stopped doing that years ago to focus on just higher-end clients. And now, so the fact that you guys got him out to speak here to small business, I mean, that is just incredible. And I think he's even making something available where he can actually help small business. And so all I can say is I know what Bob's plans are in the future. The offer to work with Bob Smith is, assuming it's even being offered, maybe he's changing that, but if Bob Smith offers you something, take it. Okay, because I know that he's charging his other customers $250,000 from now on just to get his time. Okay, that's the minimum fee, and you got to pay up front. Okay, so if you want Bob Smith and you want him cheap, come to Capital Factor. You won't ever get access to Bob Smith like that. And when that program airs on whatever TV channel that is, naming Bob Smith Marketer of the Year, okay, then I fear his race will go up even higher. And I kind of had him on my plans for future deals. I hope I can still afford him. But
the good news is you're grandfathered in, Rick. And Bob,
my grandfathered in. So you and I agreeing to that, well, I mean, that has sway over Bob Smith, huh?
There you go.
Okay, we'll see what he says. Maybe he's listening in. Okay, so you know, we only covered about half of the actual speakers who will be speaking there in terms of their audio, but we covered most of their topics. And so we're going to wrap it up right now. And so I want to remind everyone listening here that if you join the Capital Factor here, if you sign up for the $19.97, I believe is the price, seminar fee. Okay, that fee, the question that I want you to ask, I've asked it twice already today, is do you have $2,000 of untapped potential in your future? Yes, it's an obvious answer. That's why I'm asking it. I'm phrasing it exactly how it works in real life. If you have $2,000 of untapped potential in your future, then you owe it to yourself to come to this event. The decision process is not about the value of the event. The value is there. It's proven. Every speaker on stage has helped, thousands or tens of thousands of businesses just do incredible things, harvest incredible value out of their business structure. And so the value of this event is not in question. The question is, what is the value of you? What is the untapped potential of you? If you have $2,000 or more of untapped potential, and again, I'm reducing this to the ridiculous, then sign up right now for the Capital Factor. This is the only promotion I'm doing for it. Okay, I'm going to send out one email tomorrow saying listen to the replay, and that is it. Okay, I'm doing that on purpose so that I get your attention now. I want you to make your decision now, because on Friday at midnight tomorrow, okay, midnight Friday, if you're listening on the recording, it's midnight Friday, September 28th. Okay, if you sign up before then, that's the deadline, then you will also get, as my bonus, okay, I lose money on this, but I make it up in volume. I'm serious because of referrals. Okay, I'm going to give you a lifetime subscription to Xylosoft. Now, I define lifetime as 20 years. And I do reserve the rights to have certain products that have different profit margins out of the picture. But a lifetime subscription to all future Xylosoft products with those restrictions, including the existing products. So that means instantaudio.com, a.k.a. Audio Generator, Instant Video Generator, Marketing Makeover Generator, Instant Teleseminar, the service you're listening to right now, Instant Customer Service, a help desk tool coming soon, Also, a lifetime 20-year subscription as a standby member to Entrepreneurs Vacation Club whenever there is space available at one of our properties. We have one property right now. We hope to grow soon. You get to use it as often as you want. A lifetime standby membership to Entrepreneurs Vacation Club. And also, Zilesoft University, something very, very cool coming probably in January. You don't want to miss out on that. You get all of that plus any other things I create in the next 20 years. It's crazy. Okay? You get all of that if you sign up for the Capital Factor Seminar between now and tomorrow Friday at midnight, Mountain Time. Okay? That's the time zone. Now, I hope we've done a good job. You are the judge tonight of seriously analyzing the content that we are going to be delivering here. This is not a hyped up thing. When I sell my lifetime subscription here, I'm serious about the value. And, you know, I'm going to make a pledge right now. I am never going to offer a lifetime offer again. Okay? Period. Because it doesn't make any sense. Okay? I'm giving away way too much value. And so I am never going to offer on stage or on person, on telephone, nowhere else. Maybe I'll do a 5-year subscription. But I am never going to do a lifetime subscription again. This is the last time. Okay? That's a true fear of loss close. That's about marketing. I encourage you to do it with your own customers. This is the last time you have a chance to get a Rick Raddatz lifetime package. So buy today or tomorrow before midnight. If you have any questions, Rex or Daryl, is there a number they can call?
Absolutely.
What is that number?
866-513-8664.
Okay, let's say that two more times. So if you don't have a pencil or pen yet, go and run and get one right now. We are only going to have this in audio, okay? We're not going to put this in print because if you are still listening, you are serious, and I believe that you will make the decision to come to the Capital Factor. And if you are on the fence, I want you to give Rex and Daryl a call. So, Rex, what is that number two more times?
866-513-8664.
Okay, that was way too fast, so two more times slowly.
866-513-8664.
Okay, one more time, last time.
866-513-8664.
All right. Okay, so that's the number to call if you're on the fence. But if you want to be one of the first 50, don't wait too long. Take advantage of this lifetime offer. You won't be disappointed. And I think that wraps it up. So, Rex and Daryl, anything final to say here?
Just one thing, Rick. Two things, I guess. Thank you very much. And everyone on the phone, remember, it takes both capital and marketing to grow.
All right. And Daryl?
Ditto for me, and thank you, Rick, from the bottom of my heart. We sure appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay, for Rick Raddatz, myself here, and everyone at Zilesoft and the Capital Factor, thank you for listening. We're going to put on a great show here in Denver, October 27th to 28th. So check your calendar, make yourself available, and come out here, meet me, meet Rex, meet Daryl, and all the other amazing speakers that are not the usual seminar speakers. Many of these people you may never have a chance to hear again, and meet them in person and get a hold of them, perhaps partner with them, do all that kind of good stuff. I made my partnerships with Armin and Alex at a seminar. That's how this all happened. So I'll see you then, and right now we're signing off. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.